USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The White House is urging Congress to quickly pass the bipartisan bill to raise the debt ceiling. Shalanda Young, the director of the Office of Management and Budget, said this bill protects Americans.
It will protect our legislative achievements, including the legislation that is creating good jobs in this country. And it's protecting critical programs that millions of Americans count on.
Young said the bill is a compromise, which is how you govern. Members of the House Freedom Caucus are considering using a motion to vacate to strip House Speaker Kevin McCarthy of his leadership position. They're upset over the debt ceiling bill he negotiated with the White House. Any House member can trigger the vote, which would then require a simple majority to remove McCarthy. Florida Governor and now presidential candidate Ron DeSantis is beginning his official campaign tour today with stops in Iowa. DeSantis will visit Des Moines this afternoon. He formally entered the race for the White House last week. He'll also make stops in New Hampshire and South Carolina. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is preparing to launch his presidential campaign. So what do people in his home state think?
He was a horrible governor. He'll make a horrible president. He is a big bully.
He is concerned with America. He wants the best for our country. I hope, you know, he can do the best he can.
Several reports say a super PAC has been created to support him during the primary season. Two people have been arrested in connection with a Memorial Day mass shooting in South Florida. Nine people were injured when two groups of people on the Hollywood Beach boardwalk began shooting at each other. The U.S. is working to ensure Sweden's bid to join NATO is approved. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited Sweden today and had this to say.
Sweden, again and again, has proven its commitment to NATO, to its values, to its mission, to its members.
He believes approval could happen in the coming weeks ahead of a NATO summit in Lithuania in early July. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Elizabeth Holmes, the tech entrepreneur behind the blood testing startup Theranos, has reported to a federal prison in Texas. She was convicted of defrauding investors in the company out of hundreds of millions of dollars. Holmes will serve an 11-year sentence at a minimum security women's prison camp outside of Houston. A convicted killer and former follower of Charles Manson is getting approved for parole. A California state appeals court overturned a veto by Governor Gavin Newsom. He previously had prevented Leslie Van Houten from being paroled. However, she is not being released immediately. The state can still appeal the decision to the California Supreme Court. The Iowa governor is stepping up to help victims in a recent building collapse where five people are still missing.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is issuing a disaster proclamation for Scott County after an apartment building partially collapsed in Davenport in eastern Iowa along the Mississippi River. The measure lets victims apply for grants of up to $5,000 for households affected by the collapse. It also helps victims get in touch with disaster care managers to get guidance or services for recovery. I'm Lance Pry.
Mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority alongside other societal scale risks such as pandemics and nuclear war. That's the warning coming from leaders in artificial intelligence along with academics. A statement from the Center for AI Safety highlights the concerns about the dangers of an unregulated AI. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.